Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and as per usual, we're going to start the show the way we start every show, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name is Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
Toys for kids, and we raise money throughout December at different events.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that's it. That's basically it.
Well, what else did you ask me?
Well, the role that you play.
Oh, okay. So I basically help out at all the events, making sure like volunteering goes well,
mm-hmm.
doing whatever needs to be done at the events. Like, we have a Christmas market coming up this weekend.
Right.
So I'm working a shift from 8 to 12, giving out coffee to vendors, helping them set up their table, making sure they need anything.
Right. And so you're in grade 11 now. Have you been involved with Santa's Anonymous since you started at Father Mark?
Not since I started, because we did take a break with COVID. I've been doing it last year as well, during grade 10.
Okay. And Father Mark's different now. Like, you guys can come here a lot earlier. Like, what grade does the school start in?
7.
Grade 7, yeah. So when I was here, it was grade 9. So, yeah, you get started in grade... Can you do Santa's Anonymous as young as grade 7?
Yes. Head leaders are grade 11, and head leaders are grade 12, and assistant head leaders are grade 11.
Okay.
But 7 to 10, you can volunteer throughout any of the events.
Okay, cool. So what are the different roles that you have participated in with Santa's Anonymous? Because I know there's like tons of different departments.
So last year I was the teenage leader. So they have different groups.
Yeah.
Kids groups, baby groups, teenage book groups.
Right.
So they have different groups that help raise their own money.
Mm-hmm.
So I did teenage last year as well as being assistant. So I did both.
Okay. And what group are you in this year?
I'm just being the assistant head leader this year. Just helping with kind of everything.
Okay. So you're going to be in the gym a lot then when you guys
packing
get all
hampers,
the hampers
and
everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be at most of the events this year.
Okay. So which event are you most excited about participating in?
Christmas market.
Christmas market
is my favorite, especially the morning shift, because you get to help the vendors come in, set up their tables, you get them coffee, you get them bread, you get them whatever is there, cookies, whatever.
Right. So the Christmas market, how long is that going on for? Is it just one day or is it a weekend?
It's this weekend. I think it's just one day, and it's from 12 maybe to 3 for people to shop.
Mm-hmm.
But we're here from 8 to 4.
Okay. Long day. Now, with those vendors, do people need to bring cash? Is there going to be any kind of
I know there's
tap system or...
It depends on the vendors if they have their own debit.
Mm-hmm. And there's a cash machine here.
Yes, there's an ATM at the office.
That's good to know. So if anybody doesn't have cash and needs it, there you go. Any kind of food that's going to take place? I know back in the day they used to make donuts or maybe pancakes.
Vendors do get their own stuff, and then we do have a vendor for the shoppers.
Okay, a food vendor.
We have our own cafe by the gym, so I don't know what they're going to have in there, but we do have our own stuff for shoppers.
Okay. Now, I was told you guys just had a very successful Halloween event.
We did. We had a haunted house in the cafeteria.
That sounds horrible.
It was really good. I was so surprised.
Yeah, I hear it was very scary.
Some of our assistant leaders had the makeup on and the afros and whatnot.
Right. Do you like Halloween?
Yes.
Do you like getting scared?
I like scaring people more than I like getting scared.
So did you participate in the haunted house?
I didn't do it, but I did go through it, and it was pretty good. I was amazed.
Yeah? Were you scared?
Not really.
Not really? Okay. Yeah, I have a little boy. He's 8, and he went through it, and he's just like, worst experience of my life, Dad. I don't know why I signed up for that. I'm like, I don't know why you went either, but hey, you wanted to. So why did you get involved with Santa's Anonymous?
It's the fun, packing hampers, you're picking out toys for these different kids, and then you you think about it, you think about their reaction when they're opening it, because you get to wrap it. You get to pick out the books, the stuffed animal,
right.
the toys, and then you're thinking about how excited they're going to be as they're unwrapping these gifts.
Right, right. That's awesome.
And we get to help the communities, we get to help families out, so it's not only making the kids' day, it's making the parents' day.
Yeah, yeah. Now I've got a real big question for you here. Myself and Tanner, we always ask locals what high school they went to, but obviously we know you're going to Father Merck.
Yeah.
My question for you is, why did you pick Father Merck?
One of my main reasons was friends, baseball academy, because they had different academies that I wanted to take.
Right.
And it's just a big school. And I met Miss Miller,
okay.
principal, during grade 6. She came to my elementary school one day, and we met, and she said she was going to be the principal at Father Merck.
Right.
And I wanted to go with her.
Okay.
I wanted to do it with her.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, what is your favorite class here at Father Merck?
Well, probably health sciences, because it's like the anatomy of like humans, and you get to take different modules. And I want to go in the medical field when I'm older.
Okay.
So I like that class.
Okay. Okay. So like that's like a step up of biology?
Yeah. It's kind of like you learn a digestive system, respiratory system. You learn about all the different systems in that class.
Okay,
and it's
cool.
with one of my favorite teachers.
All right. So grade 11, you already know that you want to go into the medical field in some way, shape, or form. Any post-secondary institutes that you're looking at?
I really like U of C, but I'm thinking U of A because it's a little bit closer to home, but I'm not sure yet.
Okay, good. All right. Well, listen, these episodes are a little bit shorter because I know you guys have class, so
yeah.
I'm not going to keep you for too much longer. But before I cut everybody loose, they get a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Oh, just thanks for having me. Thanks for doing this. I'm excited to see how it turns out.
There we go. Sweet. Well, thank you very much for participating. Thank you for putting all the time and effort in Santa's Anonymous. Really appreciate that as well.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's been a short episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. And there's going to be an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose right afterwards. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. It means the world to me. Hopefully, you're having a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose. Come and check out my new retail location at Corridor Shops and Events downtown on Manning Avenue. And come check out all the other local vendors.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.